Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Midnight Madness. People have been asking me, now that they finally stopped asking me, yo, Midnight Madness guy, narrator, whatever. Whatever your name is, we don't care. Describe Foxina to us. Give us a personality. I thought I'd cover this, but I looked at my videos and I haven't pictures. You haven't seen pictures of her. You just haven't really heard me describe. Okay, so the one, she's a vixen. It's in her name, Foxina the Pirate Vixen. So she's a vixen, a female fox. She walks in tri-length, so she's anthropomorphic, a human-like animal. She has kind of like an hourglass figure to her. She is stunning, and when I say that, I mean she's extremely beautiful. She has a thin physique about her. Her eyes, she has two eyes, obviously. She is a pirate, but she still has two eyes. She doesn't have an eye patch, except for decoration, if you know what I mean. Even the pirate feel, she gets that shortly after Valentine's Day from her boyfriend Wolfie, which I'm going to describe him in a sec. So, as I said, you know, she has an hourglass figure. Technically, in all sense of terms, is she's hot, I guess you could say. She's hot. There you go. I don't like that term, especially used for a woman, because that's kind of demeaning to a woman, from what I've been told. But, yeah. Sorry, girls, but Foxina is supposed to be a very good-looking lady, I guess, would be vixen, whatever. So, she's pink. Instead of her being red and whatever, she's mostly white but has a pink belly, end of her paws. She has red blush on her cheeks and kind of a pink around her mouth that joins up in between her eyes and then eventually stops when it reaches her eyebrows, which are not pink. So she wears eyeshadow, so makeup. Even though in the story she doesn't really need it. But yeah, so yeah, that's Foxina for you. She has a bow tie for some reason. I wanted to add a little like reddish bow tie. She has red blush on her cheeks. I don't know where I mentioned that. And she is very friendly, especially to Mike. She loves Mike as if Mike was her own son. Moving on to Wolfie. Now, Wolfie is a boy. He's a boy fox. If he was, I would say a she-wolf. So, yeah, Wolfie is a male wolf, kind of like alpha form to him. He's strong, he's brave, he's muscular. He's not always that bright, but he is very lovable and very strong. And would protect Foxina till he dies. And he loves her a lot, so. Healthy marriage right there. Oh. Okay, maybe not through all the stories, but eventually becomes a happy marriage. Have you seen my videos? So yeah, Wolfie is almost completely gray, though he has some white on him. Some different shades of gray, he's white, and so on and so forth. Has some black on him. He has a lot of claws, and when he's in Wolfie's rock and roll group, so his group in the first, his job, in other words, he has like a star on his eyes, kind of like Paul Stanley did, because I thought that looked cool for a rock star, and come on, it's classic. The star is painted gold, so it doesn't blend in with his fur. Moving on to Chelsea, the turtle. She's green, she has a shell on her, and she's a wonderful waitress. And even though she has flippers instead of fingers, she can play the guitar with the best of them. That's all. And Chelsea's a female turtle, so There you go. Moving on to Dustin, the electric guitar player deer. Again, even though he has hoofs instead of fingers, he can still play the guitar with the best of them. Maybe not as good as Chelsea, although he's better than Chelsea in this story. Dustin is a mechanic deer. He loves to build things. He loves to repair things. He knows a lot about engineering and technology and whatever. He's a lead guitarist. He is looks just like a normal deer with a big stack of antlers, about 9 of them, 9 or 10, give or take a few. And yeah. Now we're gonna go, and I wasn't gonna add her, but I'm gonna go on to Wolfie's sister, and then I'm gonna go to Mike. So let's see, Roxanne, the she-wolf, so Wolfie's sister, who is prejudiced against Foxina for, I don't know, some reason. I would say female rivalry, but considering that she's Wolfie's sister, that'd be so creepy if it's female rivalry. I'm just gonna say that right now. So, instead, I'm just gonna say, she's very protective. She's the older sister of Wolfie. She is kind of more black. She's like pure black with a white tip tail. And she is very, quote unquote, motherly towards Wolfie, being the oldest sister. Apparently, when Wolfie was created, she was already in her 20s. And considering robots don't age, So, I guess in a way, she thinks of herself more as Wolfie's mother than Wolfie's overprotective and possessive sister. So, yeah, that's why Wolfie and, that's why, technically, Wolfie follows her sister around like a lovesick puppy. And on top of that, Foxina and her are at odds. So, yeah. She also has 2 earrings, and she handles the tax returns and bills. So, she's like a built-in robotic secretary, to put it bluntly. Now, moving on to Mikey. Mikey was first introduced in the story when he was about 7 or 8. So, young guy. Cute kid. So, his parents died, you know that. So he returns back when he's in his 20s, like 20, 25. I'm joking, not 25. 20, 21, around that time. And he is like a regular security guard. He has a blue suit with a badge on both arms. He has a belt with a flashlight. He has black pants, black shoes, black socks, a blue hat with a black bill, with a badge on his chest and a badge on his hat that says "Security Guard for Liberty and Justice for All." So yeah, it's a gold badge. Mike is kind of nervous around the animatronics, but he learns to trust them again after they almost kill him. But he realizes his accent, and they forgive each other. So children, if your childhood friends try to kill you, it's not their fault. They're being controlled by an evil person called Billy Bob Baker Man. Or they just forgot all about you and don't care anymore. None of that happened in the story. I'm just being funny. But that leads us to another character, Billy Bob Baker Man. He is a revenge-filled villain in the story. He is mad because no matter what he does, his life tends to go downhill. And when you think he rock bottom, it just gets worse. He gets arrested, so for a good reason. Watch The New Generation, or listen to it, I mean. That'll clear things up for you. Just like that.
So yeah, he's not living the best life. Life's going downhill. It sucks right now. He's mad at the world. So he tries to take out on anyone and anyone who gets in his way. What a wonderful person he is, right? Right. Continuing. down this little road. Let's see, is there any more main characters I should name? I don't think so. I will do a little Tony Cronite, a little clip. Tony has some, like, copper brown on him. Or light brown, whatever you want to say. We'll just say light brown or regular brown. He has some brown colors on him. He's white and black. And has some silver on him. He's a wolf. And, he doesn't have the best luck in the story until the end. He marries Echo, which, if you ask me, is a really good reward for having a sucky life in Tony's Valentine's 2 and 1. And partially through 3. Echo is black. She has white freckles. She is a black fox vixen. And she has red hair. For some reason. And she loves children, and she absolutely adores her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend that turned into husband, and still at husband, Tony. And she absolutely loves her son, William Wolf, who, if you must know, I named after my nephew. So, William, if you're listening, I add you my story. You're a character now. Anyway, that's all I'm going to put in this video for now. Oh, well, Kiwi's green. He's a green and white. He's a fox, and he's a moron. So, you probably know that. But, yeah. Kiwi's a moron. So, there you go. Thank you for this video. If you liked it, please put something on the face like Moss. As always, high fives all around. Thank you so much for this video. If you liked this video, please, again, press the button in the face. Like Moss, as always. High fives all around. I already did that. Anyway, and remember, look into the shadows, because this one's a strange one. Please leave a nice comment or review down below. That would be greatly appreciated. And please subscribe to join Team Moonlight Warriors, or Starlight Warriors. I forget what I named it. For my videos. And on top of that, everyone, I hope you all have a hell of a good time. And also, keep your eyes on the moonlight if you're walking underneath it at night. Because it can be madness. Thank you, everyone. And good night.